Welcome to Stepping Out of Babylon, produced by Sue Supriano. Babylon is everywhere. It's the isms and schisms both in the system and within ourselves. Let's unify, stand aligned, and step out of Babylon. Hi, everybody. My name's Sue Supriano, and my guest today is Romy Kanani. Romy is originally from Iraq, where she was born and raised in Baghdad, and she's lived in different places in the world. Now lives in the United States, here in Northern California, and we're going to be talking about the situation that's happening now. Right now, it's March 18th, and we expect for the United States, unless something wonderful happens, for even more bombs to be dropping very soon. It's a very serious situation, and I was anxious to get the voice of an Iraqi person, and I'm really, and especially a woman, so I'm really happy that I can speak to Romy today. So I'm going to welcome you. You would like to talk, let people know some things about Iraq that most people don't know much about it, and of course a lot of the things they know or they think they know are probably, possibly not even really true. So what would you like to share?
To start off with, I'm glad to be here, and I would like to start by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-Rajim, in the name of the Father and the Son. And yes, I see a lot of the news, and I'm really, really disappointed with the way the news is being told, which a lot of it is not the whole truth, one-sided, and I have come to the realization that more people need to speak up, so that's why I'm here to speak about it.
Things actually in the United States these days are the government is rounding up people and has further plans to round many of us up. Hopefully we're going to be able to fight that, and it's not going to happen. But we have the Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2 may be coming up. And to speak out takes a lot of courage these days for all of us.
Yes, indeed it does. And I would like to be part of it. Growing up in Iraq, I had the privilege of being able to go to school and get an education as a young child. My family were fairly well educated. I was 10 years old when I left Iraq to come to this wonderful country. And I love both countries very, very much. Iraq being my hometown and America being my second home, or now I've been here more than anywhere.